What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
So why is it that when Ramsay takes over, it becomes a scary episode, scary movie all of a sudden? Don't worry, we're talking all that. This is The Flash, and hopefully none of us are possessed like Barry is. We'll get into it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Always
hey. Get some gum. Exactly. It was like a new kid's dance move. It was like this anyway. It's like, might as well be running.
Yeah, right?
Anybody that's young that just saw me do that is probably going to be roasting me in the comments, but it doesn't matter. I am happy to be here. Happy to be here with you guys. Thank you guys for watching. This is the Flash After Show. We were specifically talking about The Flash Season 6, Episode 7, called The Temptation of Barry Allen, Part 1. But I am not alone, as you guys saw. I have two people with me that definitely a ride or dies. You know, by now we've done 7 episodes together. We're missing one. We're missing Drew because she's back home with her family during the holidays. Mm-hmm. So to all people that are watching, have a great holidays. If you don't celebrate, have a great time off. Mm-hmm. Now, people to my left, we got the OG of The Flash and the man behind the chat, Zach. How you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
Doing good, man. Doing well. And also, you know, this is my person for everything Bollywood and everything Flash News. How are you doing, Shiksha?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Let's do this.
I know. There was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff mentally going on with this episode. Like, they dove literally into Barry's mind and had him realize a lot of things, had him face a lot of his doubts.
His demons, his doubts,
everything.
I'm all for an episode in Barry's head. We've had a few of these throughout the seasons.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I enjoyed this one a lot tonight.
Well, that's good, because I was gonna ask you about your overall thoughts, but there's so much.
I'm going right into it. I'm hyped on this one. I'm ready.
As I say, there's so much to go over, talk about. There was Iris, Camille, Espinoza, that whole team up. Barry and Ramsay, obviously that was the bulk of this episode and dealing with Barry's mind. And we have a little bit of snow problems. Mm-hmm. And Ralph is in there, and he's not, then he's gone. So where's Ralph? What is he doing? We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got more news coming up with the crisis. There's more stuff coming on. And we got meta tweets because we love interacting with you guys. Boom. And then we're going to give some predictions, and then we're outro, you know. So mm-hmm. Let's do that. But before we get into the first topic, what were you guys' overall thoughts?
I did not love this episode, just because, I wanted to see more of the team working together to find a solution to the crisis, and we have not been getting that. I'm not complaining about the last two episodes. I love Cisco. I love Ralph. So having an episode for each of those characters was amazing. I loved it. But now it's like, let's get going. You know, the crisis is coming up. The team just needs to come together and figure something out. What is this? Mm-hmm. You know?
Zach, how you feeling?
Oh, I like this episode a lot.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've had episodes similar to this, and this is great. Because I don't know why. I still feel like we're in a horror film. Like, it's not like Halloween is done, but like, whoever these directors are has been very heavy on the horror, especially like that one little dinner scene thing. And mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm right back like in Halloween.
I had to look at the date to make sure, like, we are past October, correct?
Right.
Like,
they had Michael Myers' knife. I was like,
it went from Thanksgiving, like a Thanksgiving dinner, yeah, right? I guess you could call it, or to like going back in time to Halloween, because it was weird. So, there was so much going on with this episode, jumping into with the Iris, Camille, and Espinoza. We kind of see them, that team form up, because we've always been talking about how Camille and Espinoza hasn't really been seen that much, haven't had that much to do and show in this episode and in the show as a whole. How'd you guys feel about this team up and them kind of having a story to work on?
Well, I mean, girl gang team up, always fun, always good. Mm-hmm. Little interesting. I feel like we have the youngest playing the adults.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
God, what's her name? I am
maybe Espinoza?
Allegra. No,
oh, Allegra.
Allegra. Playing the adult, trying to like have. I feel like everyone in the past episodes have been trying to get Barry and Iris to like face the facts and be like, "Hey, something's happening. Like, I just found out about this, but you're not mm-hmm. concerned at all. Like, what's up? You want to worry about this? Like, my cousin can wait. Like, my cousin, she's been yeah. fine on her own. Like, let's focus on like what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're just throwing Camille into it still.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not...
She's just there.
She's there. I'm all for the teaming up and whatnot, yeah. but it's just like, at what point are we going to continue to keep jumping people around to see, hey, look, what works, you know? Like, sometimes things work. Let's just stick with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, with them, they kind of have to kind of fill those holes because she is there. Camille is there. She is still present for a present girlfriend and everything. So her filling that photographer role is... something needed, I guess, but it was good to see specifically with Iris and Allegra. How'd you feel about that, like, kind of speech saying, why are you not writing this article?
I personally think it was a really cool scene to have. I liked having somebody else motivate and inspire Iris and kind of remind her why she's doing this in the first place, because with all the chaos, all the crazy, I feel like Iris has almost lost her way a little bit here and there. So it's nice to have somebody bring her back and say, hey, this is what we do and this is why we're doing it, and you are really my inspiration for it all, so remember that and do what you're meant to do. So I liked that a lot. I do like that we're finally seeing them work as a team, because we haven't seen that at all. They introduced the idea of the citizen and then nothing, you mm-hmm. know? So finally we're getting to see a little bit of that. And I think that that also plays into, there's so many characters and storylines in this
season.
There
really are, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so they can't focus on... they can't focus on one for too long, which is disorienting for us because mm-hmm. we want to see more, but we're just not getting
it. I will say I don't mind seeing this team up more so than seeing like Camilla and Cisco like as a couple.
Yeah. I agree.
Like
yeah.
if you're going to bring somebody in, most 9 times out of 10 it's because like, oh, they have a new boyfriend, they have a new girlfriend, and they're going to do the trope of mm-hmm. like, are they going to find out what their secret identity is? Like, threw that out the window really fast, got it done and over with. And we do get to see, like, layers of these characters now, which is kind of cool. It's what mm-hmm. allowed us to care about all of the other guys that we still do love so much. You mm-hmm. had mentioned something, though, that was very interesting that... or you guys both brought it up. How Allegra kind of confronted Iris and had this speech for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think this episode was a twofer in a sense of both, like... We have... And I know I've been a huge advocate of this. Like, why is Barry and Iris not... like pissed off or like dealing with their mm-hmm. crap, and they're like finally forced to deal with it, and mm-hmm. it came in the most unexpected ways. I was not expecting Allegra to be the one to like the proverbial like, oh, I don't even know what the right term is, but she's the one that like let the floodgates out.
Yeah,
there we mm-hmm. go. Thank
it
you.
It was, I mean, just to add on to your point, they literally said it was 2 days to crisis.
Oh, my God.
And these people, it's 2 days to crisis. So what should I do? We should go look at a crime scene, go talk to somebody.
It's insane.
Like, your husband is about to fight for his life.
Yeah.
Most likely die, because that's what he's telling everybody. And you're worried about that? It seemed like they're, I mean, even though they know that there is a villain, it seemed like their priorities were out of line.
I agree, and that's what I was saying. That's why I didn't like this episode, and I was disappointed, because we're getting so close to the crisis that I expected something completely different, and this didn't make up for it, personally. Mm-hmm. I just keep thinking back to the season where Iris was going to die, and they tried a million different things to try and save her, and I mean, he went back in time. He did so many crazy things. Mm-hmm. They had the board out for different scenarios. They had Wells helping them. And they haven't done anything to even try to help Barry. And I know he saw all the billion possibilities, but what about the billion and one that we talked about?
There's no such thing as billion and one.
Listen.
Sorry.
Okay.
Number stop at a billion.
Obviously, no. There is, though, because
I disagree.
Okay, so that was just a fictitious number that he threw out there. I think the point is that, there obviously is an argument of people saying, like, well, what about the moment after whatever one you saw? He saw an infinite amount of times of options.
Well, yes.
But, like, this kind of
one worked out.
But this kind of goes back on that thought, though, because they literally say that this is what Ramsey was saying is true. So he could save everybody and save himself. Why did he not see that in the future?
Exactly. Yes.
Like he never.
Ramsey isn't making it past next episode. That's why.
that's what we're gonna.
Real reason.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
As much as you're right, I love that theory. It's great. I'd love to know what the chat thinks, guys. Let's
Yes, definitely.
Throw it on out to us so we can have some of your opinions on that. But I mean, quite honestly, I think the way the story is going, what it needs to do is like, hey, here's Ramsey, here's the villain. We're going to throw this little trope in here of like, maybe I am the reason why, you know, you can be saved and everyone's hopes are going to get a little bit up. But quite honestly, the reason why he's not in any of the visions is because, let's face it, he's not going to make it past the next episode.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting theory. Very interesting theory. I just going back to the whole Barry and the team thing. They have faced so many other impossible situations, and they not once gave up, and they always came together as a team to figure it out. And this season, they've just completely, they're
you
done.
Think
they're just,
you think they've given up?
Yes, I do. I think that they're trying to find ways to grieve and get over it, and how are they going to move past this? But they're not talking about things that they can do to fix it and to change the outcome. And that's what's really upsetting me, I think.
Do you think Espinoza or Allegra and Camille are going to do anything to help out with this up-and-coming crisis and trying to save it, even though Iris is kind of seeming like she's dealing with what's supposed to happen?
Accepting it. She's accepting it, yeah.
So do you think that they're going to kind of help behind her back?
I think that they're there just to support Iris. I don't think that they're going to come up with a solution just because they don't know enough.
Yeah.
It has to be the OG team that really comes up with it.
Yeah.
And maybe the new Wells. Nash.
Yeah. We'll get to him. I'm not sold on him. I'm not sold on him whatsoever. Yeah. Honestly, when I saw his scene, I kind of just went back to my notepad and started writing. But that's here nor there. But for these characters, we kind of, and I asked that question to kind of see, like, what is their purpose? What is, like, why are we watching them? Why are we invested? For some people that know, I'm probably noticed, you guys noticed as well, we didn't have Camille in this episode. We didn't have Joe in this episode. We barely had Ralph in this episode. What did you guys feel about what did I say?
Cecile, not Camilla.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Cecile, thank you.
Hey, man, there's a lot of names to remember now.
Too many
there's
people.
A lot exactly. of here back in the
but,
day.
So, like, for last episode, we saw Cecile and Chester kind of have that storyline. How do you guys feel about that compared to this storyline with Camille and Espinoza or Allegra?
I love the storyline much better.
This one or last?
This one.
Then Chester?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Cisco like
OG.
Chester.
I like Chester, but we talked about it last week. It's just a replacement. I don't need that yet. I'm not ready.
See that.
Not
yeah, ready. I see that. I'm loving the girl team, like girl power.
Of course.
I absolutely love it because that's not something we've really had on this show yet. So I really want them to spend more time on that. But on the other side, I really like Chester. He's so much fun, and I want to see more of him. So it's upsetting because we're not seeing enough of the things we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
We're just getting a little bit, you know?
I know, and that's the problem with having so many characters. It's
exactly.
Like they're splitting time, and you don't even see people for half the time,
I
which is very frustrating.
Yeah, I love all of them. I just want to see more of all of them.
Yeah, I was only okay with Chester being here because at first I thought I thought Cisco was leaving. Now that we know he's not, I really don't see the point of him being there because he kind of fills the same role. He kind of has the same comedy and everything, so I don't really see that. But with the new girl group that I'm calling,
girl group.
That's
great.
I'm calling them Team Flash Adjacent. That is my team. That is my team name.
Okay.
Obviously they said. Team, what did they call it? Team Sentinel?
Team Citizen. Yeah.
Whatever. I forgot it because it's not relevant because I didn't like their team name.
Yeah.
So, like, what team name would you guys put for them? Because mine is Team Flash Adjacent.
I mean, I've been calling the girl gang all night, so I'm just going to stick with that.
I like the girl gang. Something about being, like, super women looking for the truth. Guys, help me out here in the chat. Something with the girl gang and, yeah. But, you know what? Speaking of the chat, I just want to take a second to thank all of you for watching us here on AfterBuzz TV. You guys make us the ESPN of TV talk. While you're out there chatting with us live, Zach's here responding to you. Make sure to hit that like button and hit the subscribe button. Help us out. And if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, make sure to hit the 5 stars.
Five of them.
Yes, do it, guys. Just because that'll help us and that'll allow us to be here every season talking about the shows we love with you.
Ooh. Mm. Sorry. So, that was good. Brian Miller, though, he's got your back right here. Barry's Angels.
Barry's Angels. I
but
like
they
it.
They can't be Barry's Angels because
it's
nobody.
Not Charlie's Angels, it's Barry's, you know?
I love yeah, that, but cool. Flash's Angels because not everybody knows Barry is Flash.
At this point, everybody and their knows. Mother knows Barry. Like, they're like, oh, you didn't know that Barry's a Flash? Camille's like, I've been new. Cisco's my home. And like, me and Cisco used to be Vibe. What's up with that?
I'm liking Flash's Angels, personally.
Flash's Angels, Flash's I like Angels, that. Yeah. Flash adjacent's kind of long, so I would vote Flash's Angels if I had
a
vote as well.
I like it a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to call them Flash's Angels. But speaking of the Flash, he was the main part of this episode and the fact that it was him dealing with his own mind, dealing with his own dealing with his own doubts. How'd you guys feel about us deep diving into Barry's mind?
His own psyche. This is why I love the episode tonight. We got to see what we thought was Bloodworks scheming, his like evil, twisted, plotted plans, and was like flipped on our heads when we figured out or found out that the Speed Force was like, no, this is just you. Like, this is the crap that you haven't been dealing with, and like, we're always here to be there for you to like, hey, wake up, you know, this is what you got to deal with. I just think it's a great way how they presented it. We always get Barry as his mom, or Barry's mom as the Speed Force. And you know what? Both sides of the argument is true. Like, Barry has been manipulated his entire career as the Flash and did not have a choice. And it sucks. But they're looking out for him. And there's a bigger plan.
Yeah. So do you really think that that's what Barry had in his subconscious, though?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Or is it just Ramsey affecting his way of thinking? Well, because he killed his mom.
It's both. It's both. Because he's manipulating the truth. So yeah. Technically, everything that's in there, all those doubts, they're there. He just manipulated it.
I think when she said manipulating, like, I get why they said that. But I think really they should have said enhancing the truth. Mm-hmm. Because it's
that's good,
everything
yeah.
that is there has happened. It's everything that he's ignoring.
Yep.
Like there was a grave for like Nora Allen and a grave for Nora for his mom. Right, his mom's name is Nora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like he didn't kill his mom, but he has major like grief and doubts for that he just kind of never really deals with. That's why the Speed Force comes to him as his mom.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't know if like this specific one because I don't remember them saying it, but like instead of him having doubts for killing his mom, which he didn't. He has doubts for not saving his mom because he's been there. 100%, he's been there how many times? Like in that same room, watching them do it over and over. And every time he's had a chance to save her, but he knows he can't because you can't change the past and all this other kind of stuff. So this question is more about Ramsey because we hear Ramsey like one of the first questions he asks. He's so how did I take part in Crisis? Like what is my role in that? And Barry's like, oh, you're not alive. And first, like, how do you think he felt? And do you think his actions are going to change because of knowing that?
I think that because of that, he's going to fight even harder to take... That's what made him fight even harder to take over Barry. Because he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I manipulated death. I can manipulate the crisis. I'm not going to die. You don't know what you're talking about. So, I think that that's what it did to him. It just kind of motivated him more, right?
It motivated Ramsey more?
Yeah, to not give up and to... Because he manipulated death, right? He wasn't going to die.
Right.
So now he's not going to give up because Barry said he's dying in the crisis.
Mm-hmm. See, I love these things like this because it's like the hero's journey or like the villain's journey in this where nobody really realizes it's like, oh, I have a glimpse and an idea of the future. Let me do everything I can to change it. not realizing, hey, maybe if I just like sit back and just let things unfold, something different will happen. I feel like what he's doing is accelerating his own death.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The fact that he's just like, now I know that you didn't see a future with me. I'm going to do everything I can to change it. And that pure fact is going to be the reason why he dies.
Yeah, I feel that like for...
It happens all the time. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, almost every person in this show could be doing that. I was like, if you know, like, say for us, if you know you're going to die at this place at this time, don't go there at this time. Like, just chill until that day. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just take a flight to Hawaii. I'm not going to see whoever is, like, supposed to kill her and everything. So, like, I agree with your point 100%. You got to just, like, kind of ride it out. And you know what's going to happen. So, just change small actions. Don't go crazy and enhance or
But knowing make it speed what up. Happens is what makes it happen, basically.
You think knowing what happens makes it happen? Because I thought...
Yeah, that's what Zach's saying, right?
I thought it was, like, knowing what happened changes the past or the future.
Knowing what happens is what pushes you to make that happen.
It can.
We're getting very deep here.
It can.
Yeah. Right. The concept of time travel, knowing the future and all this stuff.
Exactly.
It really is like a mental, like...
As I was saying, we're trying to work with time travel. Obviously, there's been so many shows. And if you want to pick one that doesn't work, Avengers, throwing a little shade there. Because that time, they don't listen to time. But speaking of time... Well, my next question is, do you think that Ramsey showing Barry, like, his grave, talking about going into the future to see Nora as a baby, do you think that, like...
I mean, again, Ramsey wasn't showing him any of this.
Yeah, I mean, technically it was all...
This is all Barry. This is stuff that he hasn't dealt with. This is all the things that Ramsey is speaking to him and speaking to his nature where he can, like... Look at it, like, as Ramsey, he was physically there, but he was also in his mind where he's, like, understanding, like, he could hear his thoughts, Barry's thoughts, so he's knowing where his process is going.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just leading him down that spiral, so he's speaking to what Barry's already feeling. So the whole gravestones and then changing the room to where he's, like, a little child, and then, oh, that was the Speed Force, but then in, like, the baby thing, that's just... That's probably why they use manipulating.
Yeah. So do you think that all these things that he showed him, even though they're all true, is that going to change his course of actions in crisis? Like, do you think he's going to do something different because he knows that that's still a possibility of him growing older and having a kid and seeing her
Barry,
be raised?
Is that going to affect him to do something different?
Assuming he is back to normal for crisis, do you think that's going to... This scene, this episode is going to change his course of action in any way?
No.
I mean, I think that going through this... let's stop. So the fact that... okay. It's all getting mushed in my brain. So the fact that Barry doesn't want to die... That's his human side coming out.
Correct.
And the, you know, giving himself up, that's the hero side of him. So Ramsey's playing on the human side of things, which is just, so going through this, it's forcing Barry to deal with all of it.
Yes.
Which will then...
It was an episode that we absolutely needed, by the way. That's why I like this so much. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fair. I agree with that, actually. That we did kind of have to address that a little bit. But I think, going back to your question, that because of this, he will sacrifice himself the way that he needs to. Or at least he thinks he's going to sacrifice himself because he comes to terms with these doubts.
Yeah, he's not going to change any course of action or anything.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you on the fact that he's still going to go in and do whatever he needs to do as a hero. Mm-hmm. I think... Once he becomes back to being Barry again and not have Ramsey inside of him, I think his demeanor is going to change a little bit. I think that's what's going to change. Not any of his actions, really. It's just going to be how he approaches the last 12 hours of him and Iris without crisis. I think they're going to we're going to see some realness between those two because we haven't really. They've talked about it a little bit, then they kind of avoided it. And I feel like we still haven't gotten that one-on-one, like, look, I'm going to die tomorrow or I'm going to die in a couple hours. Let's talk. Like, you're my wife. Yeah. And I feel like we've gotten a little bit of it.
I think we're going to get that next episode.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, like, I'm great. I'm very happy that this is like a two-part episode because there's like a lot to cover and a lot to like sift through mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So to try and get it done in one episode just would not have worked. Mm-hmm. The fact that next week we get to have the conclusion of it, I think it will be everything of what we're discussing kind of right
now.
That's
you
true.
Know, like this episode was the working up to dealing with things and uh-oh, something went wrong, so they can't actually process it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
True Flash fashion. Mm. And then next episode will be that.
So do you think that because next week is the conclusion of all of this, it's going to force the team to come together to try and save Barry finally?
No. Oh, I thought you meant just from Ramsey.
No. Like from the crisis?
No.
I really want that.
At this point, I don't think it's enough time to be realistic. They have to fight. They have to fight Ramsey, find a cure, because we see in the teaser that Barry's like giving everybody his
he's just doing
blood
all
work.
The
so he's giving it to all people. So that's why they're like trying to avoid him. So right now they got to focus on a cure. They got to focus on saving Barry. There's too much. They're not even worried about crisis. I'm hoping that last 12 hours somehow they get to rekindle with Iris and Barry. But I don't.
Well, okay, going to Iris and Barry. Is Iris pregnant yet? Because there's 2 days for the crisis.
Yeah, look, probably.
Look, it don't take 36 hours
to get pregnant.
The Flash is fast. Okay. We're not gonna get into that. But the Flash is fast.
Wow. Okay, so
for good or bad, the Flash is fast. Oh, no, man. But before we leave this topic, question: what would you guys do in Barry's predicament? Would you take his offer, Ramsey's offer, saying that you can save not only yourself but everybody in humanity, and not have anybody die on crisis, and be there for your kid, be there for your wife, all this, or would you go the route with your Speed Force? I'm like, no, sacrificing yourself. You have to save it for everybody to live.
That's a loaded question. I think that it's really hard to know, right? Because we're all human at the end of the day, and we all want to find a way to save ourselves when it comes down to it. At least we'd like to think otherwise, but I mean, come on, you know? I would hope that knowing that accepting Ramsey's offer would kind of take over my soul and not make me the same person, then it's not worth it. And obviously that's not a good solution. Hopefully that's mm-hmm. what I would choose. But
Zach?
Okay. God. Okay. So,
yeah.
I want to say, I feel like there's a nice twist to this, and I don't think it could be getting to predictions. I don't want to go into predictions, but I do feel like the writers always have a plan and always do something with, you know, intention. And there's a reason why we didn't get to see that fight, Barry. It was happening between the Speed Force and Blood Work, and mm-hmm. why, like, who won. It wasn't to like, ooh, there's a reveal of like, you know, Barry actually didn't win and Blood Work did. I think really what's happening is Barry probably gave up because he realized that was the only way to like be a part of him to figure out how to defeat him.
Okay.
You know, kind of friend of my friend is your, or enemy of my friend is your friend or something like that. Kind of. So I feel like he's devising something, or it's just the final test to just have Team Flash deal with things. It's the final installation of like, you really can do everything without me.
Mm. Yeah. Jeez, I mean, that's one way of doing it. That's risky, as I say.
I feel like I don't recall who or what it was, but like it's been done before, you know.
Yeah.
Let me sacrifice myself to. Mm. Yeah.
What would you do?
Yeah. I wouldn't go with Ramsey for a simple fact that two things.
You would go with Ramsey?
No, I wouldn't.
You would not. Okay.
I wouldn't want to lose my soul.
Yeah.
I think.
Exactly.
I mean, if you don't have your soul, you're pretty much not there anyways.
Yeah.
And I mean, with Ramsey controlling you. And then second off, I'm not really about the immortality thing. I think that's kind of a weird concept. It's not only for Barry to have immortality, but he's able to save everybody in the world. Mm-hmm. So technically, if he wanted to save a grandmother that passed away or an old lady that passed away, he could just save her. So the immortality, I didn't think it was weird.
Yeah, that's one thing that I wasn't so sure about was the fact that Barry's stronger than that. So for him,
I know, and that's what frustrated me the whole episode. Yeah. He was literally sucking his thumb. That was so frustrating. The sorry to cut you off.
About that, by the way, they couldn't realize. They didn't realize. They're like, was he sucking his thumb or what?
Like, I mean, they made it look like they made it look like he was sucking his thumb. Yeah. Either way, he was looking like he was acting like a child, not child.
I didn't like that.
He just wasn't strong throughout this episode, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, exactly. So he's this hero that we've grown to love, and we've seen how strong he is, and not just physically but mentally. We've seen how strong he is mentally. So for him to get defeated just like that, no.
Yeah.
Well, here, Shy Gabby in the chat says, Iris's article says it all about being a hero.
Facts.
That's true.
I mean, like, that's the epitome. Like, what he did is, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being a hero.
I guess, yeah.
Heroes do, I guess. But
sounds so defeated, yeah. Jeff. Yeah. Jeez.
No, it's not like he's dying in 2 days. I'm the only one that's sad here because everybody else in Barry land is like, oh, let's do other crimes. Let's worry about this.
I've come to terms with Barry dying. That was like five episodes ago. Yeah, I'm okay with the season. Like,
I still need Wally to come in like, hey, I'll be the Flash and die for this episode because Dog doesn't even want to come back for the Flash. So I think he can take one for the team.
Yeah, he should.
But speaking of the team, there's other people on the team that we haven't talked about yet. We have Caitlin Snow and Snow dealing with the Caitlin side and kind of figuring out what's going on with her. How do you guys feel about like Caitlin deciding to take over for Snow throughout the rest of this crisis, and what is that going to do to...
So it wasn't for the rest of the crisis, and this was kind of an unnecessary thing. This is why I'm happy we're talking about this last, because we could just real quick.
Yep.
We've seen this so many times. I don't care who's going to get to come out. You know what? Caitlin is the medical doctor. Great. She comes out when it's needed. Snow, you got superpowers. Or Frost, sorry, you got superpowers. You come out when it's needed. You can make a balance and figure it out. It doesn't need to... Like, I get Frost wants to live her life.
Yep.
But there's a crisis in 2 days.
Yeah.
Let's face the facts.
Yeah.
It's like... It's annoying. So true. It's just like you literally switch off and on when you were heaving or whatever, just switch over to Caitlin.
Yeah, boom, boom. It happens all the time.
And then also what I didn't like about that is that Caitlin and Frost, she was like, at first Frost didn't know any medical information, and then later in the episode she did know some medical information. I didn't think there was good writing on that situation because she kind of noticed like, oh yeah, Caitlin told me that I'm fine. That's not medical. No, that's nothing medical. There's nothing. There's nothing medical at all. But then later, when she's helping out Barry, at first she says some medical stuff, and I'm like, "How'd you know this?" Because earlier you acted like you didn't even know what a thermometer was. Like, come on, it just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like, okay, we've seen you switch back and forth. I agree with you. Let's just do it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. You know.
Yeah.
Seeing Frost have a panic attack.
That's different. That's fine. That's cool. Yeah. It's humanizing her.
It's humanizing her. It's cool. So it was interesting to see that side of her. But then, okay, just switch. Let's get over it. Let's move on. You know, just help who you need to help. And
yeah, I mean, I'm kind of... They didn't give me enough time to feel empathetic about that. Because, yes, that is a big thing of anxiety attack. And I would love for them to explore that more. At least talk about it more or something. But they were kind of doing, like, quick. I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, we're just going to move on.
She's more Cisco, human now.
Cisco needs the Velocity X and everything. Mm-hmm. But
no, we didn't even get into that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he has three of those. Well, two left, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. I would love to see... more about this panic attack and anxiety and how living a life is affecting her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got a Cisco episode, a Ralph episode, a Frost episode would be kind of cool. But
yeah. I'm sure we'll get one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being picky. I was like, not a full one because we've had deal with her whole family and everything.
But at least more of her. Yeah.
More of the human side of her, definitely.
This chat is kind of talking a lot about this, but like in their own little ways. But I think culminating it all, they're all just dealing with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because there's so many characters now that we actually get to see individual episodes with them to flesh out how much they're dealing with. If this was like 2-3 seasons ago, I don't know if we would have been able to attain something like this. So like, kudos to the showrunners, kudos to the actors and everybody, and like all this great storytelling that has been happening.
True. Fair. Kudos, because I've been talking a lot of crap, so I'm gonna give you guys kudos right here.
No, but doing a good job.
Yeah. But other than that, there was one other character we want to just talk about a little bit for a second, because Ralph, we saw at the top of this show, kind of fighting Russo, getting the upper hand for a minute, and then coming to find out he's actually still inside of him and slowly dying. How do you feel about Barry kind of being upset about that situation?
About him not being able to save him?
Yeah, because I'm gonna just say my opinion first. I thought that was kind of hypocritical, because he's, for Ralph to be the leader, he's thrown himself in the line of fire. Barry's done that so many times. For Barry to say, I don't know if I can like leave or trust you guys because he almost died. Dog, you almost die every other episode. Yeah. What's the big deal? What's changed today than yesterday?
I don't think it's hypocritical. I think it's just him still processing and dealing with like. It's like the whole we don't have kids, but we, you know, when kids grow up and you know, like they get to go to kindergarten and whatnot, and like having to deal with them be gone while they're also dealing with like the separation anxiety. It comes and goes, you know, like he's gonna have that anxiety of, can I trust that the team is gonna do this? Oh yes, I can. Oh, but I can't. But yes, I can. And it's just like it slowly dissipates over time. Mm-hmm. So I think this was like one of the last moments that will come up. We probably won't see it again.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that it's just going to be a come and go. I mean, Barry obviously trusts Ralph because of what we saw last episode. So there's no question as to that. I think Barry's also just coming to terms with the fact that he's supposed to die in 2 days. So can they really do it without me, kind of thing.
Very true.
Yeah.
Well, either way, we need Ralph to be back. We need him healthy, because as we've seen in the photos of some of the crisis, we see... we see Ralph back. We see him suited up. We see him fighting. So that leads us actually into our news for today. Mm-hmm. What kind of news do we have about the crisis and about the Flash in general?
Okay. Well, I want to start off actually with the news talking about Danielle Panabaker, who plays Caitlin or Frost on the show. As we talked about last week, she is now pregnant. She did, I know.
Congrats.
She did address what they'll be doing about it on the show. She talked to Entertainment Tonight saying, I don't think Caitlin is going to have a baby. I think the intention is sort of to ignore my rapidly growing size. She said the show would most likely hide her bump. She said, I'm not worried about it. It's been done before, and I have complete faith that it will be done again. So hopefully it won't be too obvious. She went on to say, I told the writers when I was pregnant and sort of left it up to them to make a plan of however they wanted to handle it. And I think that they have a great vision for the rest of the season. And it's nice because Killer Frost's clothes are a little bit looser than Caitlin's. So... yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like she was listening to us last week.
Yeah. And she gave us the answer.
Exactly. So, appreciate it.
Next up on news, we had three photos released teasing the crisis. The first one teased Vibes' return. I'm kind of really excited about that. I wonder if it's going to be a vibe from a different Earth, though. We'll see. And... two other pictures that showed Batwoman versus Lex Luthor.
Mm.
So
there's so much in that, because you know if he's there on the ship with everybody, that means the superheroes know. That means Superwoman knows. So I want to see that dynamic between Batwoman, Superwoman, and Lex Luthor, and why it's okay for him to be there. Because right now he's in jail, I believe.
No.
He's not in jail.
He's
on
traveling
Superwoman?
On Superwoman. I don't know.
Yeah, Superwoman. No, I'm saying as of today, he's like still capped.
I think he was with Marvu with the monitor, right? He revived him in the ending of Supergirl of last season. So I haven't caught up with it just yet. Well, where they're at. Chat.
Let us know in the chat. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You already know what to do.
Yes. And finally, we had Sendil Ramamurthy, who plays Dr. Ramsey on the show. He said that. The mid-season finale, The Last Temptation of Barry Allen, which is airing right before the crisis, the audience will be in for an unexpected lead-up into the crossover. So he said it's going to lead into it really nicely, with a really nice payoff for fans who've been watching all season. I'm excited. I don't really know what he means by that. Just saying that it's just an unexpected lead up into the crossover. Unexpected.
Yeah.
And then he said, there's some great stuff that happens with Wells in particular that I think the fans are really going to dig and they should really look forward to.
Chad is going crazy with all like predictions to what your news is. We don't even have enough time to go through it, but I like what you're doing, Chad.
Yes, we will check that out. But before we get into our own predictions, we got some meta tweets, right?
Yeah. We gotta go through these fast. So, of course, guys, this is the meta tweets where we get to check out what you were live tweeting while we were watching. And of course, how are we not going to start off with The Flash? At CW The Flash, I had to do this one. I love this. The beginning of this episode was great. We got to see some great CGI and fighting with Ralph. Stretch your legs and get comfortable. New episode of Hashtag The Flash starts now. Moving on to the next one. Fausia at Iris West Allen's. West Allen with baby Nora. And I'm crying. Hashtag The Flash. And we got to see some of the adorable little baby, which I was just like, that's a family I'd like to watch. And then the next one we have just S at Iris CKP. Please .. I just want to pretend. Hashtag The Flash. Man, this was kind of a tugging at my heartstrings.
Yeah.
Barry finally getting to see his daughter and can't hold her. They did a great job of really going through his subconscious and everything that he has to deal with and go through. Mm-hmm. And it was beautifully put. And you just have Ramsay right there just like being like, hey, this isn't me, man. This is all on you. Sorry.
And she was so cute.
She was adorable. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And last but not least, we have Darren Infotex at Infotex. NGL, hashtag The Flash, 8 times 7. Maybe in my top 10 episodes of the series. And we have the inevitable picture of blood work and the Speed Force fighting for Barry Allen, which we all know lost, unfortunately. Yeah. But I love this photo.
That is a bold statement. Top 10? Now.
Oh, I mean, that wasn't my statement.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying.
I like this episode, but I mean, yeah, I could see why this, you know, infotext you would say so.
Yeah.
So. And that is Meta Tweets, guys. Check us out. Tweet at us, and maybe you will get to be featured.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Well, we're almost about out of time. So what are you guys' predictions for next week? Because this is the mid-season finale. This is leading right up into Crisis. What's going to happen?
Oh, my God. Shiksa, okay.
It's all you.
So here's what I think. I think that we need a speedster to help Barry now because there's no Barry to help Barry. So, and there's no Nora. So who's going to come in and play that role? Because now Barry's all, you know, evil and he can run around and nobody can catch him. So I think a speedster is going to come.
Which speedster?
I don't know. I don't actually know. Obviously, I really want it to be Kid Flash, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I'll tell you in my predictions.
And your predictions?
But Zach, what
to,
you got?
To go off of your own prediction, I think it will be the Reverse Flash. The ending of the world, everyone is going to want to try and stop this. So I think maybe he'll come in.
I
and
like
help.
That.
But my predictions is that next episode we will see the demise of Bloodwork. And Barry come to terms with everything and, you know.
And we'll have that
right
good...
into Crisis we go.
Yeah, we'll have that good moment with Iris and Barry.
Finally.
Yeah, we'll get that. Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually think that Russo is going to try to work with the Anti-Monitor. Or the Monitor. He's going to first try to go to Monitor because he thinks the Monitor's bad. Mm-hmm. And then come to find out that it's just not going to work. So I think the Monitor is going to kind of take care of Russo. I actually think it's going to be Cisco that comes back as Vibe to save Barry. Because at this point...
That's what some people in the chat were saying.
At this point,
He's going to give him his powers back.
We only have one episode till Crisis. Homeboy is like... Him and Caitlin are the only ones that have powers. And because Ralph's out of commission or wherever he is. So I think it's time. It was time in this episode when he was running. I thought he was going to do it, but I think it's next episode for him.
Would you say he's running home to you?
Oh, Lord. I said, oh, Lord, but like I act like I don't have that in my phone. But so like I listen to it.
Wait, so how is he going to get his powers back, though?
Monitor can do whatever he wants. He brought Lex Luthor back to life.
Yeah. Mm. So those are my predictions. There's going to be a lot of things going on. We still got to get every show up to Crisis.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, can I just say something?
Real
how cool would it be if it was a surprise if Nora came back?
That would be great.
That would be dope.
Oh my
Let us
God.
Know in the comments what you guys think is happening on next week's episode leading up into Crisis, but that'll do it for us. Yeah. Before we leave, where can they find you guys?
You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Bolly, that's B-O-L-L-Y girl. I'm on 6 After Shows, and I post all kinds of stuff about them in my stories, so check it out.
And guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a C-H Silverman, too. And unfortunately, I will not be here next week, so maybe I'll be joining you guys in the chat.
Oh, no.
But have a great show, and I'll see you on The Crisis.
I will see you on A Crisis, sir, and you have a great time back with family.
Thank you.
You guys as well, and you guys can follow me at Jeff Will Jr. on all your social media platforms. But like I said, that'll do us for today. We will see you guys next week on part 2. Have a great one, guys.
Bye, guys. Thank Peace. You.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.